So Sifsei Chen on Marbim B'Simcha. So now that we're in the in Chodesh Adar Sheni, where we're going to be celebrating Purim, God willing, very soon. You know, when they ask you here in Israel if you keep one day or 2 days, I'm very machbed when it comes to Purim to keep 2 days. Right? That's my 2 days for 100%. Purim, I'm in. Okay. All right, so it's like this. So Amr Chachmei Nuzal. Mishenichmas adam marbim b'simcha. So at the end, it's Gemara in Tanis Chavtes that when Adar comes in, we're supposed to have a reboy. We're supposed to have more simcha. V'yesh lavin l'simcha ma ze osa. So we have to understand the nature of the simcha. Halo kol ha'chagim v'moadim shenitaknu al hanisim shenasu l'vasein v'lanu. Right, so all the holidays that were established for miracles that were done for our fathers and for us. So these are all happy days. Specifically, the three major holidays of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It says v'samachta b'chagecha. V'im kol zeh lo nistavinu laharbos b'simchata kol kach ad. But with that said, we were not commanded to increase the simcha so much that we have to do things, big things, in order to awaken the simcha like we have when it comes to Purim. And also, when you think about it, it's very specific. It's to the holiday itself. So here we're saying when the month begins, we have an obligation to increase the simcha. So it's a month thing. Okay. So look at the side here. So footnote or the side note on Aleph. Simcha b'chol hachodesh. B'Yerushalmi, Tani b'shem Rabbi Nasan. So it's learned in the name of Rabbi Nasan. Kol hachodesh kasher l'kriyas ha-megillah. Practically speaking, the entire month is an opportune time to read the Megillah. My taima, v'achodesh asher ne'epach lahem miyagun l'simcha. It says in the Megillah that this month was a reversal from sorrow to joy. V'chein ifsika hilchasa b'shulchan aruch. It's very interesting. Halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch it says, Hamefarish b'yam, hamafresh hamefarish b'yam. So the guy's going out to travel. Vayotzi b'sheyara. So the guy's going out on the road and doesn't necessarily have access to a Megillah. Yesh Omen, there is an opinion, Shekori Afilu Mitchilas HaChodesh, that the guy actually, in this case, would be able to be Yotze his Chia of Megillah at the beginning of the month. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'achi Nahuk, and this is how we were Nohig, Mihu in this Dami Lo'achar Kach Megillah. So technically speaking, the guy, he's going out for some crazy long business trip. He doesn't have access to Megillah. He's not going to be anywhere near Megillah when it comes to Purim. He should read the Megillah as long as it's an Adar before. Now, if he ends up getting a Megillah later on, so then Chozer V'Koreh Asav Yom Yadav. So then he should definitely read it on the 14th. But, you know, technically speaking, he could be Yotze in the month. But Eshel Avram, Kasav, Shayahanes B'chol HaChodesh Mitzad HaPur Hu HaGorah. Because technically speaking, the miracle really covered the entire month. As it says, that when Haman made the lottery, Hu HaGoral, Shenefel Tchila Al Chodesh Adar. So the first thing it fell on was not the day, but the month. Lezeh Kol HaChodesh Kasha LeZichron Hanes Letova. So therefore, the entire month is really opportune for this idea of remembering this positive nes. Okay. B'sefer Avodas Yisrael, Kasav Lefarish B'zeh HaMishnah, Minishenichmas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, it explains, Ki Mirosh Chodesh Adar Kfar Matchil Lehofia Or Mordechai. Really, from the beginning of the month, we already have this idea of an impact, an influence from the light of Mordechai. Like we'll see, we'll talk about, I guess, further on. V'lachin Amru, Megillah Nikres Ba'echad Asar. Right, we see them in the Gemara and Megillah. Mishnah really starts with the days that you can potentially read the Megillah. It starts the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. So you see, Shahaor Nigla Kol Echad Asar Yom. It's that the light is also revealed all 11 days. Mirosh Chodesh Ad Yom Echad Asar. Sha'az Kfar Yotze Bibihiros Varashai Lekros Bahamigilab Ne Hakfarim Ayin Sham. So he's saying that basically there is this idea that the light of Mordechai, it already started from the beginning of the month, and that you see that the fact that you could start reading on the 11th is a reflection of the fact that all 11 days prior had some kind of thing going on. Okay, so now, this is a cool side point. I think we covered this last time. This idea that there were people that tell not to say Tachlin the entire month of Adar. Okay? Amiros Tachlin B'chol Chodesh, exactly. It's an amazing thing, the pleasure that we get when we don't have to say Tachlin. Minhago shel harav hakodesh bal ateres svi mizidichov zechus zal haya shalolam artachin kol chodesh adar. He held you don't say tachin the entire month. Pamachas nifkash im hagon haadir bal Yeshuas Yaakov. So he met the Yeshuas Yaakov. V'ishdashu yachdav bi'ava b'divrei Torah. So first they were just like going back and forth with love, you know, talking over Torah. Teram hi pardam, but before they actually left each other, before they separated, Shal bal Yeshuas Yaakov es ha'atar tzvi. Asha'alachem, I want to ask you, Shetomru li tam, madua eno omer tachna b'chol chodesh adar. I want you to know, why is it that you don't say tachna the whole month of Adar? Aval yomer li tam dafka b'nigla v'lo b'nistar. Don't give me any of this, you know, Kabbalah stuff. Give me like more like overt, straightforward stuff. V'heishav lo rabbeinu mizidichav, halo mikra male misayinu mefresh pasuku. So he said it's a pasuk that's explicit that helps us out. Hagon bal Yeshuas Yaakov hayabaki gadol b'tanach. And so here bal Yeshuas Yaakov knew the Tanakh basically called bal asar avar al kol haTanakh. So right there on the spot he reviewed the entire Tanakh. The lo matza high pasuk. He says, "What pasuk are you talking about?" Ad shebikish mirabenu meha. I guess the harav tzvi. Okay, I guess sheyomer lo high kra hecha ksiva. Which pasuk are you talking about? V'amar lo heina pasuk hu b'megillah v'achodesh asher nepach lahem yagom l'simcha me'evil yom tov hagon haniskar klas kalso meod. So the Yeshuas Yaakov, basically, he like praised the Ateres Tzvi, right? He's like, yeah, v'patach v'amar ma shaharabi harshali mizidichav roe v'psukei Tanach ein anu yichol neros. What Hershala sees in the psukim Tanach we don't see. B'vaday hu b'linav she yesh lo od tamim rabim misod Hashem. Okay, so he's saying basically, it's amazing that he pulled out this pasuk. I don't know necessarily think that you can use that to like go against the Shulchan Aruch and not say Tachman. But he definitely appreciated, because what we're seeing is that the pasuk is telling us that the entire month is a month. It's not just the day of Purim itself, but the entire month was a reversal, and therefore the impact is such that so much so that you would say I have grounds to say that you don't say Tachlin the whole month. Okay, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's a good thing Bennett didn't know about this.
All right, or maybe not, or maybe he should know about it. Maybe you want to tip him off. All right, Paul. Hey, Paul. Do you have access to the? Oh, you're at work. So, I sent the copy, so you have it there.
I have it handy. Yeah.
Okay, good. But we all have the book as well. I don't know if you need that. Okay. So we're on page Lamed Beis. So far what we have is that the entire month is special because we see from the pasuk, right? But the question really is, what is it about this that is unique? So on the surface, it's that the whole month became something that could have been very bad, and that the fact that his pour came out on the month first of Adar, so like it, you know, implying that the entire month was destined for darkness and tragedy. Okay, but let's see back in the middle. Ach yadu misvarm akdoshim shekamo sheYaakov veEsav chalku atzim benachlas shtei olamos. So we learn from the Svarim HaKadoshim that Yaakov and Esav basically split the two worlds. Esav took this world, and Yaakov took the next world. And then he says that they explain that not only did they split that, but they also split the months of the year. So Kacha Chalku Atzma Gam B'Chadshei Hashana. Yaakov Vinu Zacha B'Gimel Chadoshim HaRishonim Shel Kaitz Nisan Yer Sivan, V'Kenegda Natan Esav Gimel Chadashim Achronim Tamaz Av Ve'Elo. So basically, Yaakov gets the first 3 months. 3 months Nisan Yer Sivan, and then parallel to that, Esav got the next three, which would be Tamaz Av and Elo. After that, V'Achar Kach Natan Yaakov Gimel Chadashim Harishonim Shel Yimei Hachoref Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev. And then parallel to that, we connect the Natal Esav Gimel Chadashim Achronim Teves Shvat Adar. Okay, so let's look at this note over here, Beis. Yaakov Esav Chalku Atzmo B'Chadshei Hashana. Okay, you see that on the side there on the left, the Beis. Yadua Shekol Ma Sheyesh Ba'olam Hein Latav V'Hein Lamutav Kalula Migimel B'Chinos Ayin Shinnun, which stands for Olam, which means the place, Huamakom. Shana, who has man, that's the time. Nefesh de ha'adam. So you have these three, like, I guess, aspects that interrelate, but from different perspectives. One is the idea of place, olam, the time, shana, and the person, nefesh, de ha'adam. Like we saw in the Sif Sichin. V'kamo, shenefesh ha'adam nechlek ha'lashnayim, Yaakov Esav, so to the nefesh, the person, is split into two, you know, like thinking of the way that the Bala Tanya tells us about the nefesh of Bahamas and the nefesh of the Adam, or we call it Bahamas, like right, the physical soul, and then there's this, the spiritual side. Tzadik v'Rasha, he says it's the tzadik and Rasha in a person. Kei nechlek ha'gam Ha'olam l'shtei olamos. So too this world can be split into two. Esav natal ha'olam hazeh, v'Yaakov natal ha'olam haba. Can move up a Rashi with Parshas told us. Like we see Rashi bring down when they're basically the story when they're born. U'mekoro b'tana de be'eliyahu, and it's coming from the Tana de be'eliyahu. Amar Rav Hosseinu, ba'od kishahayu Yaakov v'Esav b'mei iman. So when Yaakov and Esav are inside the womb of Rivka, Amar Yaakov l'Esav, Esav achi. So Yaakov says to his brother Esav, Esav my brother, Shnei achim anachnu lavino. We're two brothers to our father. Shnei olamos yesh lefaneinu. Ha'olam hazeh v'olam haba. There are two worlds in front of us, this world and the next world. Ha'olam hazeh yesh bo achila v'shtia v'masa v'maton. Aval ha'olam haba ein okein b'chol hamidos halala. Right? So this world is a world of eating, drinking, and doing commerce. But the next world has none of that. V'im hu ritzonchev, it's your will. Tov ata ha'olam hazeh v'ani atol ha'olam haba ein sham. Hemshech Hasibur. So you have a whole idea of developed like this in the Tana Debe Eliyahu. So the Yalkut Shimoni, it says, Yalkut Shimoni Isa, V'yidrotzesu habanim b'kirva. And so they were stirring it up inside her womb. Shehayu cholkin b'shvil ha'olam hazeh v'olam haba. Ba'osa shah ratza Samael la'arog Yaakov b'mei imo. So at that moment in time, the Samael, right, basically the Sitra Achor comes and wanted to kill Yaakov in the womb. Elash Amal Michal Kenegdo, but Michal came and protected him. But also Shah Amal Michal Varatzel Lisrof Lesamael Ad Shehoshav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bibatei Dinim Beneihem. Then God interceded and basically broke it up. Okay, so you see this idea. It's kind of this idea of seeing how they basically were two sides, and that this world would be, it's interesting, even though we see that the way it's reading here is that it's this whole entire world would be dedicated more to Esav, but we see that, okay, so fine, so you'll say that this world is more Esav, and that the next world is Yaakov, fine, but in terms of, so that's in terms of olam, humakom, shana is the time of zman. So that is going to be split, and so too nefesh. The person, for sure, we see that the idea of two aspects in the person. Now, upa ofen zeh on the side still, upa ofen zeh nitchalka gam hashana l'chatzon. So too, what we're talking about here is the idea that the months are also going to be split. Shisha rechadoshim notal Yaakov, shisha notal Esav. 6 of the months Yaakov took, and 6 of the months Esav took. Kimavor bezar akadosh. Yaakov lakach lechelko hashnei chadoshim nisan v'iyar, which is the idea of right and left, chesed and gvura, on the positive side. V'hu ba'atzmon, and that in turn incorporates nichlal besod chodesh sivan shu bechinas te'omim, so that you have Nisan in the air, which is Chesed Gvura, and then Sivan, the third month, is the idea of twins. Okay, so that's where, like, I guess, in a sense, Nisan and the air are the two that he took, and then as an outgrowth of that, you get yourself Sivan. Esav then takes for himself Nalkach Lechelko Hashnei Chadosh and Tamaz Av Vehu Apa'atzmo Neva V'Nishkach. So he gets this 2 months, then what should be the with the third month? He lost it. Ki chodesh elul kfar eino shalo ayin sham kol ha'inyan. So it's interesting that there's this idea that he lost. The Zohar talks about that really elul should have been Esav's, but then it was basically taken from him by Yaakov. Now let's go back to the middle here. Ach, kasher nolad Yaakov, amar akasov, v'yado achezet ba'akev Esav. It says that they were born. It says that the hand of Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav. Shetekev umiyad hotzi es chodesh elo miyado shel Esav. He took from him right then. He took from him. He grabbed the elo. Bichdei sheyel Yisrael chodesh achas muchenes letshuva lifnei bo yom adin hagadol. And so the idea that he takes it away from him is because he wanted that we should have an elo to prepare ourselves before a Tishrei. Okay, and therefore, okay, so let's just see here on this idea that he grabbed it. So look at this, look at the, just do this one paragraph, Gimel. Yaakov, you know, chataf et chodesh elo me'esav. He grabbed the month of elo from Esav. B'sefer igra dekala, mev b'shem ha'megala amukos. So he's quoting the megala amukos. The Yaakov lakach me'esav hayud, because really, if you think about their names, Yaakov is right with the Yud at the beginning, and then you have Esav could have potentially had the Yud at the end. So the way that Megala Muka says is that Yaakov took that Yud for himself. Esav kara'uhu al shem shahaya negmar bisarot. Right. So Esav is asu, is asua. He's already he came out basically formed. He was already a finished product. Vim Cain. Havalila Karoso Asoy. He's made, finished. V'Yaakov Nikra Al Shem Shenechaz Be'akev Esav. And he's called, his name is called based on the fact that he was grabbing onto the guy's heel. Havalila Karoso Akev. He should have just called him Mr. Heel. Ah, Hasivahu. And so why is it not that way? Denisan Iyar Siva Nafu L'chelik Yaakov V'behen Hatzlach HaSisrael. So Denisan Iyar Siva come to Yaakov, and that's where we have our positive, where our success lies. Tamaz av elo lechelko shal Esav, right? That goes towards Esav. Yaakov natal mimenu b'chazaka chodesh elo shiyeh hachan al Yisrael lechuvah shleima b'chodem yom adin. And so the idea basically is he grabs the yud, okay, that he's grabbing from Esav because he should have gotten. Now, he goes into this next paragraph. He talks about this, the letters, and the simple letters, and that they correspond. There are 12 letters that correspond to the 12 months, and the Yud is the letter associated with Elul. So the fact that he grabbed Elul is also found in the idea that he grabs Elul, he also is taking the Yud for himself. Okay? Okay, so it goes into this other stuff about why Nissan. Fine. Okay. that's like more of a tangent here. Okay. But the idea that really the year should have been split in 6-6, and then Yaakov usurps, or he's able to grab Weyela for us. Okay. V'lachein, but what, how would it go then? It goes Nisan Ir Sivan, Tammuz Av Elul, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, and then Tevet Shvat Adar. The way we're going along, Adar should be in who should get Adar? Right, who gets Adar? It would be based on this calculation, it should go to Esav. Okay. So now, how do we get there? So back in the middle here, Lachin, last paragraph, Nitkenu Moade Hashem Rak Bechodshe Hashana Hashayachim Lechalko Sher Yaakov. But the bottom line is the holidays are going to go into the months that belong to Yaakov. So therefore, Pesach is in Nisan, Pesach Sheni is in Iyar, Shavuos is in Sivan, the Yom Noraim, the Chagasukos is Betishrei, Chanukah is in Kislev. Okay? And then, Kibi Elu HaChadoshim, Yesh Haslacha V'Hashpaos Gedolos Lisrael. So it makes sense, now that we've laid this out, this idea of how the months are separated between Yaakov and Esav, it makes sense that the holidays would fall out, as we've just described, in the months that belong to Yaakov. But then here's the challenge. Nimsa, the Chodesh Adar Haita Lechelko Shel Esav. But if you think about, if you chart it out, the last 3 months would go to Esav. Lachin Amru Chazal, Chachmenu Zal, the Kevon Shanaf Alpor V'Chodesh Adar. It says that when the lottery fell out to the month of Adar for Haman, Samach Simcha Gedola, Amar Nafal the poor b'yerach shames bo Moshe. He was happy because look at this. It falls out of the month that Moshe died. V'hakavana, and the idea is sheyada shebechodesh hazeh made kocho shem Moshe. The power of Moshe passed. V'kave on shehu bechelko shel Esav, and even better, since Adar belongs to the parameter to the side of Esav. Bivadai Yisai lo hamazel shel hachodesh lahotzi mashav to hara ala poel chas v'shalom. So it's very much opportune for him that he's now going to be able to, with the different energies that are going in his favor, right? So that this idea will be very much helpful for him in his diabolical plot. Ach, so that was how it should have gone. Now, Look at this Otis Hay. Okay, look on the right here. B'chodesh Adar Nola Das Moshe B'chol Yisrael. This is a beautiful idea. Okay, and it's also like if you think about the Maral, the way he developed for us, we've been doing the idea of like the humility of Moshe, like Moshe's, you can see how he's developing. This is going back to the Gvuras Hashem of how he's helping us understand, get a little bit of a glimpse into the greatness of Moshe. Within this, like, listen to what he says here. So, b'chodesh Adar nola das Moshe b'chol Yisrael. V'al pisa bir b'morinayim. Okay, the Morinayim says, Tiritz ha-gemara. V'lo yada shebechodesh Adar nola Moshe. He didn't know that Moshe had, that he was born, right? He knew that he died, but he didn't know that he was born. D'inei ha-rasha hayamav pil ha-goral miyom liyom u'michodesh l'chodesh. Lechalot et amenu beis Yisrael b'chodesh Adar. So he's playing with his lottery to figure out when we're going to be destroyed. And it gets to the Chodesh Adar. Mibnei shebizayin ab Adar meis Moshe Rabbeinu Lav Hashalom. So since Moshe died in the 7th of Adar, lo yada shebizayin ab Adar nolad Moshe. We didn't realize that Moshe was also born then. Now what is this all about? V'ha'inyan, what is it?
Shouldn't he have done that?
So I saw something very creative that He got thrown off because Moshe was born. Died in Adar Rishon, and that was born in Adar Sheni, something like that. So like that threw him off. You know, he was good, but not that good. Right? So some kind of curveball like that. So yeah, I sent you this the shir by Right, Breidowitz. So I heard him say that. I thought it was like so creative. He said some interesting ideas on this. But okay, fine. So maybe he just didn't focus on that. Okay, so here we go. So it pash tusei de Moshe b'chol dara b'dara ad shitin ribo dare. So this idea that Moshe, he's he expands, he spreads out in every generation till 600,000. V'zeu inyan bechinas hadas sheyesh l'chol echad ve'echam Yisrael hasig v'tara. But really, what this is talking about, this idea that as we are able to comprehend the Torah, right, that we have, each person has the ability to understand Torah as, within whatever our abilities are, v'hakol ayidei hadas bechinas Moshe. That ability to understand Torah is coming from Moshe. Shu haya hadas shel kaiser, because he was the understanding that is what we all have. Our ability to understand is coming from Moshe's power. Yesh l'chol echad el echo nitzol davar ma chelek mihadas shel Moshe ben Rasham. We each have a spark within ourselves from the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chdei sheyeda v'yavim v'yasek kol echad v'echad b'torah kol chad v'chad kefum shi'ur adilei. So that when we have any type of ability to understand the Torah, it's right based on whatever it is. It's that's coming. We're getting that. We're empowered from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kefi bechinas Moshe sheyesh etzlo kachu mevin masig b'torato. Most of the right. So this idea is that so each one of us has this ability and it has this has been given has been imparted this. This ability to understand Torah, it's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is v'zehu lo yada ish es kivurata, and this is what it means. No one knew where Moshe was buried. Why? Peir shelo yadu heichan Moshe kaver veganas. We don't know where he was buried or hidden, because the truth is ki be'emes hu nignas v'nikbar b'dask shel kol echad ve'echam Yisrael. You know why he can't figure it out? Because he's mamish in every Jew. His das has been given over to all of us. So each Moshe's in each one of us. V'zeh shaya Haman harasha savor. Shekev, so Haman, what does he think? Shekev and Shevazayim ba'adar meis Moshe b'chinas adas. He thought that what Moshe dies, the das goes. V'nisha rubi Yisrael b'stalkos b'chinas adas. B'histalkos, right? We lose the ability to have das. V'azah yachol lahem. Aval lo yada shevazayim ba'adar nolad Moshe. But he misses that Moshe was born. What does that mean? The moment he died, he was like born right away. Why? Because mikavon shehu nishar etzel Yisrael kamor sharei ispashtudute de Moshe. Right, that this idea that Moshe is going to continue on in every generation and in every one of us. V'prat shehayu sham kama tzadikim im tzadik im Mordechai u'bevadai haya hadas mitgale ayadam ayin sham. But this idea, okay, fine. He's saying that this is specifically in this more in the Esther story that you have a couple numerous tzaddikim that have this stronger element of a Moshe in them. Okay, but this idea, what Haman didn't understand is that Moshe was never he never died in the sense that what his legacy continued forever. And like, so when we learn Torah, it's like a spark of Moshe in each one of us. So therefore, right, so I think it's a beautiful idea, right? That you see this idea that he didn't understand that Moshe's, he just didn't die. He didn't die in the sense that his legacy, just the same way he was born, came into the world, he might have passed away, but his legacy continues on in all of us. So fine. So there. What is
it? Yaakov Lemes.
Also, similar. Definitely, I mean, he definitely, more than, it's interesting that they say it, more about him than Avram and Yitzchak. That there was something about Yaakov that also got very much passed along into our DNA, you know? So Moshe, for sure. Like when we approach Torah, the comprehension of Torah is coming from Moshe. So now, because that's what we call him Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Why are we calling him our father, our teacher? I mean, because that's the idea of our ability to grasp Torah is coming from there. So Nimsa, so back to the middle. So now Nimsa the Chodesh Adar Haisa Lechakol Shel Esav. It's true that what it should have been part of Esav's V'Lachein Amru Chazal the Kevan the Nafal Por B'Chodesh Adar Samach Simcha Gedola Amar Nafal Lipor B'Yerach.
He
He understood that what that the he thought that the power of Moshe got had went away in this month, Kevan Shu Bechalko Shel Esav, and that therefore Bisayel Lo Hamazal Shel Chodesh Lohotzi Mashav To Hara El Apol Chas Hashem Ach Al Yidei HaTfilos VaHatshuva VaHamasiros Nefesh Shel Mordechai VeEsther. But what turned the tides was the prayers and the tshuva and the incredible sacrifice that was done by Mordechai and Esther. Therefore, Zachul Yeshua Kefula Mimidas Rav Chesed. We ended up having this incredible salvation, a double salvation. Shalom Dai, it's not just Shalom Yichle HaSitra Achor Lishlot Al Koach HaKadusha Bizman Memshaltam. It's not only that the Sitra Achor would not be able to have the ability to domineer or to dominate us at the time when they should have. So it wasn't just that he was neutralized, right? But rather, you have this incredible reversal so that now into the month of Adar, you're going to have this incredible turn of events that now it's not just that it's a neutral, but it actually goes in the reverse direction completely. And now you have Zachu Mordechai v'Esther v'hotziat kol hazman shel chodesh Adar mitachas mimsheles hasar shel Esav. So you have this, it's like it's taken from one extreme to the other. So just like there's above, there's a double joy. There was a double joy in Shushan. It was not just enough. It's not just they were saved. That was enough to be able to rejoice and be thankful. But the additional reversal. Like it says in the Megillah Nafa, "Who asher yishlatu haYehudim heima b'sonehem," that not only were they saved, but it would be like Ki'ilu, like we were talking about, like the Holocaust as an example. It would be going from the point of being in the concentration camps, and then literally next day or very quickly, within a very short period of time, having Jewish soldiers basically taking and putting the Nazis into jail. You know, it would be like that quick. That's how crazy this would happen when you were talking about the Nase of Purim. That it went from not just neutral, but all to the point of where now you see that Mordechai is taking over the palace, the palace of Haman, whatever you want to call it, his house, base Haman, and that the Jews were able to be sholet, heima b'soneim, in their enemies. V'ksiv, he took off the ring, Asher Hevir Mihaman bin Gitna le Mordechai, Vatasim Esther at Mordechai Albeit Haman, Shinitapech Agzer le Gamri min Akatsa le Katsa. It was like literally from one extreme to the other. And so, therefore, Bechde le Hodos le Halal le Hashem Yisparch al Hanes HaKafol Shenas le Mala. So now, in order to be able to give thanks and Halal to God on this for this miracle, this double miracle that happened, Shinifach Kol HaChodesh. So now, if we understand the backdrop that what Adar really did not belong to us, it belonged to the powers of Esav. So now, we understand why it's the whole month is a time of celebration. Because it's really, we do all this stuff because of the amazing reversal of the entire month that really never belonged to us. It's really unbelievable, right? So now all of a sudden, Adar becomes this time where, like, hey, you have a court case with a non-Jew. Guess what? Let's go to court. It's in our favor. So the whole month literally swung, which originally would have been the way he's explaining it here. It was not a time for that was positive for us. And so to remember this double miracle that happened, that not only did we get saved, but we became the able ability, we have the ability to take over. That's why we change leshanot, right? We change our dress, right, at the time of the suda. Because what we saw, that something that was literally changed, a complete reversal, nitavev and niskadel inyan hasimcha. And the more that reversal, how much greater is the joy. al derech mashal, ki mishana begadav harim lo tamid. When a person changes the clothing that's normally for him, lefi erko velovish begadav machem asher ein darko b'chach. So when you're wearing something that's normal for you, and then all of a sudden it's like completely changed, as I nasa schok v'chedva l'chol haroam moto. It's like it makes people feel, you know, feel good. It's like it makes us laugh. It's like when you see someone wearing something that's just like, what are you wearing? It's like, you know, so it kind of gives you that, you laugh, you smile, right? So like that's this idea of seeing something that's one way and then seeing it go from that extreme to the other extreme is really a very, it's a very, it elicits a certain joy. Okay, that's one. Okay, guess what is this? Yeah. Look at Os Yud over here on the bottom right. Yitzchak, Milashan Tzchok, Shahaya Behipoch Me'avram. So Yitzchak is the idea of laughter. That is, because he was the opposite of from Avram. Ki inyan simchuhu kasher nase davar vipucho. The idea of joy, of laughter, like we laugh at things when we think, it's like a joke is basically, in the most basic level, it's like you think it's going one way and then it goes the opposite direction. And we say, wow, you know, it makes us, that's what, you're listening to a, you know, a joke. Guy, you know, you're expecting one thing and then I tell you, like, you know, it's like, I heard this is like a perfect example. This guy gets up and he was talking about growing up on Long Island and he said, yeah, you know, there was some anti-Semitism. And he said, my father once pulled me aside. And he said, son, he had just been beaten up or something for something. And so his dad puts his arm around him and says, son, you know, in life, unfortunately, you're going to have situations like this where you're going to get, you know, people are going to, you know, go after you because you're irritating. Right? So you're expecting him to talk about, you know, anti-Semitism. He says, well, son, you're just irritating, right? So that's the idea of you're going in one direction and it takes you another, we laugh, right? That's the idea of reversal and making us, so that's what he's saying here. Kol inyan simcha hu kasher nase davar v'hipucho k'mavur be'orei v'yisrael hanal u'mosif tavlin. He adds a little spice. V'lahavin b'zeh tam ha'davar sh'tziva borei baruch hu baruch shemo likro es b'no shal Avram avinu b'shem Yitzhak. Why did Hashem tell Avram to call his son Yitzchak? Ki Yitzchak hu lashon tzchok v'chedva v'simcha. Right? What's the name Yitzchak? It's the idea of laughter and happiness and joy. Asher nitave aide leidas Yitzchak avin alav Hashem b'chal alamos. Right? When the birth of Yitzchak in all the worlds. Aide ha'hishtanus midavar el hipucho. Right? It's the idea of change, of the change, right? Of going from one to the other. Right, so the crow also because at the beginning we had that what he was midas chesed, right? Avram was doing all this chesed, so basically what he's saying is that the idea of the laughter, the name of Yitzhak, is because he was literally the opposite of his father. And that's what was going on there. And therefore, just jumping to the top here, they actually switched clothing at the Akedah. They, it was a reversal because it says to Avram, Ata Yadati, Ki Ata Yare Elokim. Right, all of a sudden, Avram's being identified as a Yare. He was always the Chesed guy. Now he's always the Gevura guy. Right, so that's what they say, that in a way, they switch roles. Ki Avram nezar lo az b'midat tagvura v'chavash rachim av lishchot espeno v'yitzak lavash midas Avram yisod hamayim shenefak laretz sh'ayaz b'enei atzmok nivze v'shafel k'dei l'kayim mitzvos boro. So the yechlush neem yachdov and that v'yomer yitzak al Avram avi v'yomer yitzak. He's basically saying that there was like this reversal. And so that's kind of like what also, again, this idea of schok. So kind of like a very, like, you know, in-depth understanding of, a deeper understanding of what it means, laughter. The whole laughter also really there, when you talk about pshat in that, is that here she was 90 years old and he was 100, and never had a child before at 90. You know, that like when you hear it, you're like, who are you kidding? I mean, that made you laugh because it's like the opposite of what it should be. Okay, so that's off on that tangent. So that's one explanation. Why is it that the entire month is a time of joy? And the answer is it's because of the fact that it was supposed to be the month of Esav, and it became our month, and became a month that became complete reversal. Fine. Next. The next thing, Bofen Sheni, Bar Inyan HaSemcha, Al Pi HaMavor B'Sfar HaKadoshim, Shekol Avodasinu B'Zeh HaOlam, Hu LeHa'alot Nitzotzei HaKadosh HaTmunim B'Chol Davar B'Olam HaZeh. So the second thing is that the Sfarim talk about our job here in this world is to raise up the sparks of Kedusha that are hidden, that basically, we talked about this when Hashem created the world, there was a Shviras HaKelim, and all this stuff was, all this energy, called them Nitzotzei Kedusha, were spread out throughout the world, and our job is to go back and find those sparks and elevate them. So Mimasha Nitpazu, Kodem Brias HaOlam, Be'ez Shviras HaKelim, V'chol Elu HaNitzotzei Kedusha, Mis'alim L'mala, Ayidei Avodaseinu B'Torah V'Mitzvah. So we, through our Torah Mitzvahs, were able to elevate these sparks. V'yadua, Ki Po'el Adam Yishulam Lo, V'Ayidei Sha'Adam Oved Es Hashem Yisbarach B'chol Kochol, Kedei La'alos HaNitzotzei HaKadoshu, Az Osam Hen Nitzotzei HaKadoshu, Bo'im Min HaShemayim B'Chazor, V'Nasem Mochen La'osu Adam Sheha'al La'otam. So he says, beautiful idea, that when we do this work, what happens is after we elevate these sparks, they go up, and then they end up, it's like a cycle. They turn around, they come back to us, and they help us create an expanded awareness. It's called mochin, a certain expansion in our consciousness. So when we do a mitzvah and we elevate the Nitzotzei Kedusha, what happens is they actually come back to us, and it's almost like it's like a power pill. They like come into us and they energize and they empower our souls. And then in turn, it helps us have extra strength, spiritual strength in our Avodas Hashem. The Nimsa, Shekol Avodaseinu B'Olam HaZeh, Behalas Nitzotzei HaKedusha, Hu Lo Tovosin V'Toalotenu. So all this work that we do in this world in respect to these Nitzotzei HaKedusha is for our best. It helps us. You could be doing absolutely nothing. All of a sudden, you'll feel out of nowhere this incredible power, an awakening, without having done anything. What happens is, he explains, where is it coming from? It's the power and the energy, the positive energy that was created from the mitzvah that you did before when you elevated those Nitzotzei Kedusha. They come back and they attach themselves to our neshama, and they empower. It's like a power pill, so to speak. Kaviyachol. And then it comes, and out of nowhere, we'll feel this incredible surge. And we have this expanded conscious awareness. That we'll have this ability to be able to get totally enthusiastic in our worship of Hashem and be filled with tremendous joy. V'nei, so what happens? So he says like this: Kasher avru yemei hatshuva shal yemei hashovim. So what happens is during the time period of Shmos, Va'era, Bo, V'shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, and in a leap year, Tat, they say Truma Tetzav is an extension of it, where we're going through this process of tshuva, of going through the story of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and through there we're able to do, like, come more connected to God. And through that, what we did was we were able to elevate these sparks. And we were able to, therefore, v'zachu b'nei Yisrael, kol echa kifi darga dilei, everybody on their own level, where zoche ayidei koch ha-tshuva b'yam halalu, so it's like a positive thing, that an outgrowth from this earlier time. And it overflows into the time of Adar and Purim v'chulei. And lehotzi v'la'am, and piham la'azir, l'halotam, the Kedusha, right? So we're taking it from the lower levels of the Bilam side of our mouths, and then we're able to bring it back and elevate them to Kedusha. V'yata b'chodesh hazeh, he'machozim yordim liyos l'mochen al rosh elu hanashim shetiknu osam. So what's happening is that all of a sudden we have this incredible surge of energy that's coming through, and it attaches it to us. Lachin ba'alahem pitom simcha gedola. Out of nowhere, we have this amazing amount of simcha. V'zeh ha-simcha gedola shel chodesh Adar. And so that's where it's coming from. This simcha that we're feeling is coming from an outgrowth of the work that we did during the Shavuot. That's number two. So again, why is this month a month of that joy? Because of it's an outgrowth of positive work that we did prior. Number three, ba'ofen shlishi yidbar inyan hasimcha al pi hamavor le'el b'chodesh nisan nivra ha'olam b'masa mishim shevachol shana shana chodesh ha'olam b'kadmusa mitchila matchela matcheles b'riya chadasha k'mavor rosh hashana nimsa shechodesh adar hu sof hashana ve'achol sof hu zman hamesugal l'tshuva. So basically, we have this idea that there are two times of the year that the world was created, one in actuality and one in idea and thought. So the Tishrei period is when God thought to create the world, Nisan when it was actualized. And so the time at the end of a year, or the time leading up to the new year, the month prior, is a time for tshuva. And so therefore, if Nisan is the creation of the world, Adar will become, just like Elul is the precursor to Tishrei, Adar is that to Nisan. And so, like he says here, V'kamosh v'chodesh alul ha-kodemes l'tishrei shehu b'riyas ha-olam b'midas ha-din oskim b'tshuva b'yira v'pachad. So the nature of the tshuva that comes prior to Yom HaDin is going to be one very serious, filled with awe and fear. But so too, when it comes to Cain, who ba'adur hakodemus l'nisan chayah b'riyas ha'olam b'chesed rachim, the world in Nisan was created b'midas ha'chesed, with love and kindness. So therefore, what's the nature of the month prior to Nisan? If it's going to be connected to the love and the chesed of Nisan, it will be tshuva from love and from joy. Oskim b'tshuva mi'ava v'simcha. That's why when it comes to Adar being a month of tshuva, the nature of the tshuva is not fear and awe, but rather it's filled with love and with joy, as a reflection of what we go through in the chesed-oriented Nisan. So it's interesting, he kind of like adds in the words there, it's not just the month, but it's like, it's a month of tshuva, because it's tshuva, but it's a tshuva from love and simcha, and joy. And last but not least, v'ofen revi, yitbar inyan ha-simcha b'chodesh adar, mishum shebechodesh hazeh koren hadal parash yeshebehen yichol niros es atzmo im Hashem Yisbarach. That with the zilo, this is where we are, have these the special four parashios. And then ki b'shabbos ha'chodesh hazeh mi'irin dalad osio shel Hashem havoyeh baruch hu. V'zeh ha'simcha hachi gedola ba'olam liyot karo v'davak l'Hashem Yisbarach. That what's happening, the four parashios are parallel to the, it's basically an opening up of God's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And so as we, what we're going through here, as we connect to God's name in these different ways, through the dalad parashios, but the outgrowth of it is that we're getting closer to God. And when we get closer to God, there's no greater joy. And that's what's happening. V'adei ha-simcha ha-mitis b'chodesh adar yitmashech simcha v'avodas Hashem Yisbarach al-kol ha-shana. So it's from the joy, the true joy of this month, that it should overflow into the rest of the year. But what it's really about is this coming close to God through, I think what we're saying here is that through this joy, right? Coming and being Oved Hashem with love and with joy. And so that that there's stuff in the Megillah that corresponds with this idea also, that you see that there is the nature of the relationship that Esther has with Ahasuerus changes. That at the beginning it's a very difficult, let's just say it's not what you'd want for your daughter, to say the least. It's a horrible thing. She's being raped, basically. Everything's against her will. And by the end, it becomes a relationship of love. That Ahasuerus, out of reaction to his Vashti experience, made him a person that couldn't deal with these things. But the ultimate thing that was turned is this idea of a relationship of love, and that's also kind of like what Klal Yisrael had to work through. We at Har Sinai, it was all fear, it was all like force, and that the idea that Maral talks about, that it was actually an act of rape, that we were forced into the acceptance of the Torah, and that the whole Purim story, yeah, that's what he says, and that the Purim story, he uses that word rape, because it's just like forced on us. What?
That's tough.
Huh?
Tough analogy.
Yeah, but that's what he says. I mean, the nature of how they experienced it was so overtly, like, it was in their face. They had no choice. There was no free will. It was so overt. But Purim was an experience of not being forced. But it's from that we were able to really be able to come to it more on our own. Kimu b'kibla yehudim, masha kibla kfar. But we did it from a different place, that of love, that of not being forced, that of our watching Esther do it, like do her thing, where she, you know, sacrificed, but was doing it from, you know, I guess the idea of it encouraged, it brought out in the whole Jewish people an understanding that we can connect to Hashem. The explosion of Tar Shabal Peh post the Purim story is very interesting. It really takes off because, like you see, if you look at the Pirkei Avos, it's really after the Anshe Knesset Gedola, but like if you look at the, you know, it says Moshe, Yoshua, there's a king, blah, blah, and it starts with the Zugos. The Zugos really comes post-Purim. That there's something that we, all of a sudden, we were able to like take on Torah Shabbat Peh, because what Torah Shabbat Peh is, our ability to become partners with God. That Torah is no longer God telling us everything, but rather it's now a joint venture, a true joint venture, where we, you know, develop it. We work together with Hashem to develop His Torah, and that's a place of love. That's developing a relationship. It's no longer an act of rape, but rather it's an act that we're accepting and we're working together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the truth is, from there, that's reason for tremendous joy as well. All right.